Chairs No Waiting, episode number 504. Mayberry Days Trivia Championship 2018, round two and final. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and just check out all the great Mayberry things that you could make yours or give to friends and family. Stuff like Make America Mayberry Again, a bumper sticker, or a magnet that you can stick on your car or your refrigerator, wherever you'd like. You go check that out. It's great. And they also have, of course, the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. You might want to get it. So head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's episode is Sarah Blaine. Sarah, Miss Mayberry. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is great to be here in Mayberry with you. Just got back from the Mayberry Cruise 2018. Definitely want to encourage you guys to go with us next time. We're going again in 2019, and we're going to have Ronnie Schell. He's going to go with us. Just heard that news today, actually. So it's breaking news as I speak. So we are going to be going again next year on this great cruise to going out of Charleston, South Carolina. Great time we're going to have. So make plans to go with us. It is so much fun. Great, great time we have visiting with Mayberry friends. You're cooped up for 5 days getting to visit with people. Man, it's just awesome. All right. So, but back to the real world, because here we are. Last week, if you didn't listen to episode number 503, go back and stop this now and go back and listen, because it was round one of the Mayberry Days Trivia Championship. Okay, so it was round one. Each question in round one was worth 100 points, or minus 100 if you got the question wrong. If you didn't guess, it doesn't count against you. But if you guessed and got it wrong, then it's minus 100 points. So you should have kept up with your points from last week. All right, so hopefully you got a positive number, but if not, every question this week in round two is worth 200 points. But of course, any missed questions are worth minus 200. Ouch. Okay, so if you didn't get to play last week, well, I think you probably want to go back and listen to it and be able to do it. But if you don't want to do that, just sit back, assume you got 0 points, and let's start up this week's version, which is round two. All right, so a little background music from the VW Boys. Nope, this is not the VW Boys. This song is called If I Had a Chicken. And it's just music from Google. So thanks to Google for the great music. All right, guys, it is time for trivia. Maybe today's trivia, round two, and the final question coming up. Now, the final question, as you know, it's you're going to add up all your points at the end and then be able to bet. Okay, so let's go on into question number one of round two. Andy and Barney are held captive in a cabin by Ralph Neal, an escapee from the state penitentiary. Who owns the cabin? I'll read it again. Andy and Barney are held captive in a cabin by Ralph Neal, an escapee from the state penitentiary. Who owns this cabin? Folks in the chat room are trying to get these right. Some of them are saying they don't gamble, so they can't play. All right, so who owns this one? This is the one when Ralph Neal had them. Okay, the answer is the Forbes. The Forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S, the Forbes. That's who owned it. It was from episode number 128 of the Andy Griffith Show. Not O'Malley. That was the Convicts at Large episode. All right, so how you doing? That was worth 200 points if you got it right. If you missed it, minus 200, okay, from whatever you started with from last week. All right, question two. There are 10 questions, by the way. Question two. I can't even say her name. Mrs. Krutek's cat gets stuck in a tree and is afraid to climb down. What is the name of the cat? I think I'm saying her name wrong. Mrs. Krutek's cat gets stuck in a tree and is afraid to climb down. What is the name of the cat? Okay, if you don't want to know, you can pause the podcast and you can try to think of it. that the answer is, what was the name of the cat? Queenie. Queenie. Yeah, it's not Fluffy. See, people thinking it was Fluffy. Me and Fluffy have been friends for years, Barn. All right, number three. It's Christmas Eve at the Mayberry Courthouse, and it's filled with the spirit of the season. Andy allows all the prisoners to go home. Aunt Bee prepares a feast, and Barney has brought the Christmas tree lights. Where did Barney purchase the lights for the Christmas tree? Oh. Where did Barney purchase the lights for the Christmas tree? Where did Barney purchase these lights? It's Christmas Eve at the courthouse, and it's filled with the spirit of the season. Andy allows all the prisoners to go home. Aunt Bee prepares a feast, and Barney has brought the Christmas tree lights. Where did Barney purchase the lights? The answer is Smith's Hardware Store. That's on episode number 11 of the Andy Griffith Show. Smith's Hardware Store. Ooh, not Weaver's, not the drugstore. Smith's Hardware Store. Here we go. All right, how you doing? That was worth 200 points. Question number four. Wally owns a filling station in Mayberry. What other business does Wally own in Mayberry? Wally owns a filling station in Mayberry. What other business does Wally own in Mayberry? This trivia contest brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers and check it out. Okay, what other business does Wally own in Mayberry? The answer is a laundry business. He owns a laundromat. That's right. That's on episode number 186. Remember, Andy bought the laundromat. Remember that? He's trying to earn some extra money. A laundromat. A laundry business. All right, number five, worth 200 points. What did Johnny Paul win at the Carnival Ring Toss? What did Johnny Paul win at the Carnival Ring Toss? What did Johnny Paul win at the Carnival Ring Toss? The answer, pause if you don't want to know. This is question number five, worth 200 points. The answer is a baseball bat. That's right, a baseball bat. That was episode number 158. All right, we're halfway through. How you doing? Could have up to 1,000 points in this round alone. Not counting whatever you had from last round. Several people are back to zero in the chat room. Several are just pathetic. That's what they said, not me. So how are you doing? You know, how are you doing? These are kind of hard, but, you know, they're worth 200 points. All right, number six. What does Andy use to teach Ernest T. Bass proper grammar? What does Andy use to teach Ernest T. Bass proper grammar? Worth 200 points if you know it. 200 points from WeaversDepartmentStore.com. That's a shameless plug. The answer is, what does Andy use to teach Ernest T. proper grammar? The answer, Opie's first grade reader. That's in episode number 133. I see Kentucky Mike got it. Emmett, he got it. Somebody in the chat room said Opie's book thing. I don't think that counts. We can't give you credit for that one. Opie's book thing. That was close. It had Opie in it. And it was a book, I guess. All right. Number seven. Mrs. Poultice teaches voice and piano. What else does Mrs. Poultice teach? Mrs. Poultice teaches voice and piano. What else does Miss Poultice teach? All right. What else does Mrs. Poultice teach? The answer is not how to be smarter than everybody else and a convict. That's not correct. The answer is dance. and now we dance. She teaches dance. So she teaches voice, piano, and dance. I can't really see her doing a lot of dancing, but that was on episode number 116 of The Andy Griffith Show. So did you get it? I see some folks in the chat room. Several people in there got it. All right. How did you do? I don't think I got it. I wouldn't have gotten that one. All right. Number eight. We're 200 points. Remember, keeping up with your score. 200 positive, 200 negative. You guess wrong. All right. Number eight. What Mayberryan leaves his car keys in the ignition all the time because they broke off in the ignition? What Mayberryan leaves his car keys in the ignition all the time because they broke off in the ignition? Oh, that's kind of hard. I have no idea. The bad part is I just wrote down all these trivia questions about a week ago, and I still don't know the answers. All right, here's the answer to what Mayberryan leaves his car keys in the ignition all the time because they broke off in the ignition. The answer is Earl Johnson. Earl Johnson. That's on episode number 78 of The Andy Griffith Show. So you can go and check my answers. You can go and check them. All right, we got two more before our final Jeopardy round. Oh, I don't know if I can say Jeopardy. It's probably copyright. Our final round. Number nine. Name the two big and mean out-of-town farmers that are illegally selling produce along the roadside in Mayberry. Name the two big and mean out-of-town farmers that are illegally selling produce along the roadside in Mayberry. All right, can you name them? All right, it's worth 200 points if you can get it. Many people in our chat room are in the hole, so they're negative. The answer is the name of the two big men that are out-of-town farmers, the big, mean out-of-town farmers selling produce is Matt and Neil. Matt and Neil. Oh, you had to get them both. That was from episode number 73. Matt and Neil were selling out on the road. You remember that? I remember it. All right, but I didn't remember their names. I admit it. I didn't know their names. All right, here's the answer. Number 10, last question. We're 200 points. Some people are back to zero. You need to get this one to be able to play in our final round because you can't, well, you can, I guess you can bet zero, but it's not going to work. You have to be in a positive. All right, so here's the last question. How many years did Dud Wash spend in the Army? How many years did Dud Wash spend in the Army? Now, if you don't know who Dud Wash is, I guess you won't know the answer to this. You're on the wrong channel. No. I don't know it either. I didn't know it. Don't worry. If you didn't know it, don't feel bad. How many years did Dud Wash spend in the Army? The answer to number 10, our final 200-point question, is 3 years. 3 years. That's episode number 88 of The Andy Griffith Show. Several people guessed three, several guessed two. Oh, I see them in the chat room. And they're still not sure because they must be behind my talking. All right, so add up all your points. Add them all up. Okay, you got to get all your points added back together. Figure out how many you've got. So if you've got 100 points, you can bet up to 100 points. If you got 1,000, you can bet up to 1,000. If you have negative points, yeah, you really can't bet. You're out. I'm sorry. You can just answer this question for fun. But this is how it works. So everybody in the Mayberry Days trivia, they added up, had all their points available and showed what they were, and now they secretly wrote down their number that they were willing to bet. And here is the final question. So write your number down, or, you know, so that you'll know what your number is. So, Indiana Steve, he had 200 from last week plus 300 from this week in our chat room. So he has 500 points available. So Kentucky Mike got minus 60,003 points, evidently. So here's the final question, ladies and gentlemen. Final question. So write down your number. And here's the question. What Mayberryan won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? This is great. What Mayberryan won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? What's wrong with having two sets? I don't know why you would have two sets, but what Mayberryan won't admit to having two sets of false teeth? I love that one. All right. So I see some people in the chat room getting it right. Good job. I hope you got it. Here's the answer. Pause if you don't want to know. Here's your answer. Okay. The answer is Cecil Gurney. Cecil Gurney, and that's from episode number 99 of the Andy Cover Show. He won't admit to having two sets of false teeth. So, does he have a sharp set and a dull set, depending on what he's going to eat? I'm not sure. I don't understand. That's good. Lydia's excited because she got this right in the chat room. I saw her with the right answer. That's great. So Cecil Gurney was the answer. So, ladies and gentlemen, did I even show you the answer? There it is. Boom. Cecil Gurney. And all right. So here we go. Here you go. All right. Add up your number and see how you did. Folks, if you got anything in the positive range, I salute you. Because these are pretty hard, especially when you get them knocked off, when you get them wrong. Okay. So I see folks in the chat room with 200 points. Lydia had, I don't know, how did you have negative 546? I don't think you added that right. Aren't you a teacher? Folks, you really need to join us in our chat rooms on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern time at live.twochairsnowaiting.com. And you too could join in on all the fun that they have in the chat room, visiting and talking with one another. So Emmett said he got minus 1,200. So there you go. It's new math is causing problems with several of our folks. They can't understand how to do the new math. I don't blame you. These are pretty hard. Lydia says she thinks it's the bomb. It's affecting our milk. So Common Core could be our problem. We're not sure. So folks, I hope you enjoyed that. That was the Mayberry Days championship trivia contest. It was a great time by all. The winner was actually a tie. We actually had a tie, believe it or not, for the winner, and had to have a extra question that I do not know what it was. But one of the two gentlemen won and the other one came in second. So it was really amazing. I salute them all for playing. Great time. I salute you as well. I hope you had a good time, because it's a lot of fun to play trivia. Even if they're kind of hard, we think we should know these. I just don't understand how we don't know them. So since you've lived through that, I think it's time we go and hear from Randy Turner for this week in Mayberry history.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Happy 85th birthday to the still adorable Jackie Joseph, who was born on November the 7th, 1933 in Los Angeles. Jackie decided to become an entertainer while in junior high school when she took classes from an instructor who was paid for her lessons with the occasional bottle of liquor from Jackie's mother, who was the bookkeeper at a liquor store. Jackie had uncredited roles in films released in 1958, including the Elvis Presley film King Creole, and had her first credited role in the 1959 juvenile delinquency film Speed Crazy. But she first gained wide attention when she joined the stage production The Billy Barnes Review, which started in Los Angeles in 1959, and later that year moved to Broadway. She was a featured performer and dancer in the show, whose cast also included Ken Berry, the two actors married in 1960. That same year, Jackie had one of the roles for which she is best known. She played Audrey in the original version of Little Shop of Horrors. The dark comedy about a plant who feeds on human blood was produced and directed by the well-known independent filmmaker Roger Corman, the same man who would give Ron Howard his first chance to direct 17 years later on the film Grand Theft Auto. Little Shop was shot in 2 days for only $28,000 in sets left over from an earlier Corman film. It has gained cult status over the years. While in only a small role, Jack Nicholson was also in the cast. In 1960, Jackie also provided voice work for an animated project for the first time, in the English-dubbed version of a Japanese anime musical, Alakazam the Great, which was one of the earliest Japanese animated films to be released in the United States. The dubbed version was narrated by Sterling Holloway, who was later seen in Mayberry as salesman Burt Miller. During the 1960s, Jackie appeared as a guest star in many popular series, almost always in comedic roles. She appeared in series such as The Danny Kaye Show, The Danny Thomas Show, My Living Doll, The Wild Wild West, McHale's Navy, Hogan's Heroes, Please Don't Eat the Daisies, and Here's Lucy. She appeared in 3 episodes of The Dick Van Dyke Show as different characters, once playing the niece of Alan Brady. Jackie also appeared in series in which her husband was appearing, such as an episode each of Dr. Kildare and Ensign O'Toole, both of which featured Ken Berry. She also played Corporal Agorn's girlfriend in an episode of Berry's series F Troop. But of particular interest to Mayberry fans was her role as Ramona Ankrum in the classic Mayberry episode My Fair Ernest T. Bass, which first aired on February the 3rd, 1964. Ramona was just kooky enough to be a match for Ernest T. and became his beloved. While Jackie only appeared in Mayberry once, she was referenced often whenever Ernest T. would come down from the hills and speak about his sweet Romina. Jackie also appeared as different characters in 4 episodes of the spin-off series Gomer Pyle USMC, and was in Howard Morris's film With 6 You Get Egg Roll. In the 1970s, Jackie voiced Melody in the cartoon series Josie and the Pussycats, and a sequel series. She was a series regular during 2 seasons of The Doris Day Show from 1971 to 1973. After she and Berry divorced in 1976, Jackie continued to act, both in live action and animation. She is well remembered as Sheila Flutterman in Gremlins and Gremlins 2, The New Batch, and appeared in 2 installments of the Police Academy film franchise. Jackie and Doris Day became good friends, and Jackie has worked off-screen as an animal rights activist with Day. Jackie has also been heavily involved in the Screen Actors Guild. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Thank you so much, Randy. And if you'd like to make sure you don't miss any of the cool things Randy has going on around the internet, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com, turnersgrade@gmail.com, and he'll make sure you don't miss anything. So thank you again, Randy. And wow, what a great time I've had with Jackie over the years. As a matter of fact, there's an interview series of 5 parts, if you'd like to go and listen to them, over at Two Chairs No Waiting, starting at episode number 108 and going through episode 112. And you can go and check those out. They're all audio only. There's no video, but there are pictures. If you scroll down and look at the links, there's links there to photos you can go to over at Two Chairs No Waiting number 108 on Facebook, and you can go there. Even if you're not on Facebook, you can see these pictures. So if you're not a user of Facebook, if you click on these kind of links and stuff, they're always open to everyone. So don't miss out. A lot of fun we had on the Mayberry cruise, as a matter of fact, back in 2010. Wow, 2010 it was. Wow, that's been a while back. So it's a lot of fun going on these cruises, folks. You got to get your tickets for 2019's Mayberry Cruise. That'll be our 14th year of cruising. And it is so much fun. And so many of the people have actually gone on most of the cruises that it's almost like a family reunion, and you can be a part of that family as well. So we'd love to have you. Folks, I also want to ask if any of you would like to support what I do, and you can, you have the ability to do so. You can support me by going over to patreon.com/twochairs, and you'll be able to support everything I do in Mayberry. Right now, I have 16 people that are helping support the podcast and just basically everything I do there. And I would appreciate it if you can do that. If you can't, get out there and just tell people about the podcast and about imayberry.com and Weaver's Department Store, all those things. Share the Mayberry love. It amazes me every time I turn around, even on this cruise. People that went on the Mayberry cruise didn't know about the podcast. They didn't know. It just amazes me that they don't know about Weavers. They don't know about so many things that just makes the Mayberry family smile. At least it makes me smile. And I just want to get the word to them somehow. So help spread the word. It's great. So folks, hey, I want to thank you for being here with me this week again, and we will be coming up in the next few weeks here. We're going to be probably doing some stuff about Weavers in the next week because it's coming up Christmas season. So we want to try to make sure everybody at least has a chance of knowing what's going on. Follow us over on Facebook at facebook.com/twochairs. You can also follow Weavers Department Store over there, and we're going to try to do some behind the scenes stuff from Weavers in the next few weeks here and be posting videos and things online. So I'll probably post them at both the Weaver site and here at Two Chairs. So folks, hey, thank you so much for being here with me. It's always fun to be in Mayberry with you. I'm glad to be back this week. It was fun being on the cruise, but now I'm back into the swing here, at least until we take another break to go somewhere. So I have no idea where that would be. So, folks, hey, thanks for being here. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 or go over to twochairsnowaiting.com. And right there on the side, you can see the leave a voicemail link right there on the right side of the page. Click it and leave me a voicemail like that. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs No Waiting. Have a great Mayberry week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.